different varieties of them. Spanish peanut, the longhorn peanut, but they're old peanuts.
In the old days, would you call them peanuts?
We call them goobers.
Goobers. The whole
everything was goobers back in the old days.
And have you heard ground peas?
Yes, I've heard the phrase ground peas.
Same thing. And I'm getting a term called chufer. That doesn't seem to be the same exactly.
No, chufer is a different nut altogether. It doesn't have any shell on it. You don't shell it out. A chufer is your plant for hogs are used to. They don't use them anymore. They're similar to nut grass. If you know what a nut grass is, I have some out there in the garden.
I see. When you were young, did you ever eat any chufers?
Oh yes, dry, you know, and plant them. They had a sweet taste. Dropping those chufers along, getting them out for them, it's mighty dry and hard.
Hard too.
I never swallowed them.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, say the father has big ears and the boy has big ears, say that boy, what his father?
Has ears just like his father.
Say he favors him?
Yeah, he favors his father. They have ears just alike. They have nose just alike.
Suppose the boy's behavior is the same as his father. How would you say that boy? His father has a bad temper, and the boy has a bad temper.
That boy, just like his daddy, he's throws a fit.
What do you used to call a woman who wasn't a nurse, but she came in and helped the childbirth?
As a midwife.
You ever call her a granny in the old days?
Yes, yes. It's the granny woman. Mm-hmm. In the old days.
And the city person comes to the country, and she really puts on some airs. What do the country people call him? Behind his back.
Yes, as a city dude.
And if the country person goes to the city.
He's a hick. Country hick.
Hillbilly?
Yes, yes.
In this area, you think?
Yeah, it is. You hear that old hillbilly. There's an old hillbilly.
North Georgia, but I didn't know what
it was. Well, it is in North Carolina. I've got some old hillbilly cousins up there, I mean, in the mountains. Still hillbillies.
And do you ever hear them called Hoosiers?
Yes, man in Hoosiers.
Right?
Yes.
That's great. In this area, how do you ordinarily refer to people with black skins or brown skins?
Well, we call them, they're all niggers to us in this area. They're not Negroes, they're still niggers to us.
Do you ever use the term colored person?
They're trying to get at it, but there's a...
It really doesn't seem natural.
No, it doesn't seem natural to call a colored person anything but a nigger.
If you're really angry with somebody whose skin is black, what do you call him? Do you have a different...
I hate to tell you what I'm not.
What I'm wondering is, somebody told me that if a colored man is good, he's a nigger, and if he's no good, he's a nigger. Is that how the folks around here say?
It's a no good nigger.
If you're really mad at him, if they were calling him things like that, the coon?
Yes.
Monkey?
Yeah, black monkey. Coon, that sorry coon.
That means you're really...
Yes, yes. Of course, put a lot more to it sometimes.